Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is December the 19th, 2017. And I just want to thank you all for listening to today's show, live broadcast that we'll have here on Tando Radio Show. Definitely looking forward to today's show. And we have a lot to cover and a lot of important stuff to take a look at and for us to all to decide what's in our best interest. And that's what we plan on doing. That's what Tando Show has always been about. And I just want to say, in the 3 years that we've been on air, it's always been a great pleasure to come to you with some of the information that we come with, and I greatly, greatly appreciate you all. So with that being said, we're going to take care of some administrative things before we jump into today's show. Today's show is going to be "The Crypto Space May Be Wild, But the World Is Crazy." And we're going to see how that plays out, and that's very, very true. A lot of critical things that we're going to get in front of today. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And I would just say this. Us feeding the roots of Black Talk Radio Network is critical. We have been taught to take for our pleasure as much as we possibly can without really thinking about how things really work, the importance it has in our lives, and what commitment that we will make to uphold what is so-called important to us. Many of us make commitments of convenience, and in making that commitment of convenience, we devalue our own selves, because very few of us make commitments from our overall moral absolutes. And Black Talk Radio Network was brought to you from a moral absolute that Scotty has had in hoping to bring information, have a media outlet, have a tool of propaganda that serves the overall benevolent agenda of people. And many of you have engaged in Black Talk Radio Network and have seen the overall value of it all. But I would say that there's more of the value of Black Talk Radio Network supersedes some of the emotional attachments that we have with Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network, in all of its programming, regardless of which, if you like it or not, It is a measure of truth in all of its programs, in its platforms, that is important that it be aired, that it proclaim its existence, that it be supported by those that it feeds. And just like anything else, when we think things work a certain way without looking at the overall sacrifice that has been made for it to present itself to us all, we take things for granted. I would say take me for granted. I would say take Tando Radio Show for granted, but don't take Black Talk Radio Network for granted. If you can, and if you will, give some of your financial energy, because this network has been energized by someone's commitment to the very life that was given to them as a gift. And all of the information and all of the participation and everything that Black Talk Radio Network brings to you that you have deemed as being valuable, it's time that we all make a commitment, a continuous commitment to Black Talk Radio Network. Not because of force, not because of fear, but because without our support, it will not be here. Without your support, and it can't be just your support of, I'm praying for you, I'm thinking about you, I appreciate you. Those are the things that this system has taught us to be idle in, to be stagnant, to be all talk and no action. I would ask you all, make a commitment that Black Talk Radio Network will be here in the future, not only for you, but as an investment outside of your benefit, but as an investment for those that you have yet not named and those that we have yet not named. That's a moral absolute that I think is worth it. And I would ask that you would give to Black Talk Radio Network. Give some of your financial energy. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see the donation prompt is there. Hit that. Give some of your financial energy. All donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of size. It is appreciated that your energy has action. Also, you can support Black Talk Radio Network by going to BTR Community, and you can find it on the homepage of Black Talk Radio Network. It is the capital B, the black capital B that's there. And just hit that, and that is the social media outlet of this network. The network has put together a social media outlet that, where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. For only $24 a year, that will help support the network, that will help support the overall platform, that will help support you. Giving is the way to receiving more abundantly. And it's time for you to receive. But when we receive without giving, we're receiving a stale and poison fruit to our own demise. So please give some of your overall financial energy there as well. $24 a year. And there you can engage in all of the social media activities that you would otherwise engage in. Don't think that FedBook is free. Let me tell you what the real business of FedBook is. It's crowdfunding. Facebook's business is crowdfunding. They bring a crowd of people in And because of that crowd of people that's there, they're able to get resources from the overall corporate structure and advertisement and sponsorship and joint ventures and everything else. And they don't give you a darn thing from it. They actually lead you to a slaughter. That's their business. And I would ask you, is Facebook a wealthy organization? And you would say yes. And the reason is because they've mastered the art of crowdfunding. They brought in a crowd to fund their overall business ventures. Very important that you start to see the collective prudence power in that and start to crowdfund what's in your best interest. Black Talk Radio Network is one. Also, we have another opportunity in Coins of Change. I posted the presentation of Coins of Change in Tando Radio Show yesterday. So definitely take a look at that. We may talk about some of that today or later on. So definitely please do that. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in the inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com so someone can explain the overall purchasing process with you all. And I would say, as I always do, the wage of a king and queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. A king and a queen requires that the economy pays them in gold. A lady and a gentleman require that the economy pays them in silver. The economy oppresses a payment of debt to all slaves. And that is an absolute truth that we can try to sugarcoat, deny, but it's not a lie. It's the truth. Truth doesn't need you. You need the truth. So stand with it. So transfer your overall slave payments and save in real money. You could do that via Prosperity Mint. So with that being said, just before we go into what's in the news, I want to bring my good brother Scotty on. And I just want to say, what's up, Scotty? What's up to all of the listeners that's there? I see my man Roz. What's up, Big Roz? I see L.A. Ramon. I see my man Thomas. I see Jerry. And a couple of other people, what's going on to you all? Don't be shy today in today's show at all. But my man Scotty, we wanted to talk about something with you all, and I wanted to address something as well. Let me just say this about Scotty real quick before Scotty comes in. I was speaking to some people this morning, and I'm telling you, Scotty is so in tune with me as a individual. And I've never met Scotty, but that is my brother. And I don't just say that haphazardly. When I say that, I mean that with my whole existence. And people that I would say that to know how sincere I am about that. And Scotty is always in tune with me. With a lot of people, I'm going to just tell you, it just amazes me. Scotty will say something to me, not knowing that I just was going through that very thing before me even telling him. And I appreciate that about my brother because I see who he really, really is. And Scotty is never, he never pulls back on his views or his words because that means everything to him. And I appreciate that, brother, for it. And this warrior has always been in tune with me and he didn't even know it. So this is why I can easily call him a sincere, true friend, brother, and above all, this is a warrior that is sincere in their overall direction. Let me tell you something about a warrior. A soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. Many people can claim themselves to be warriors. But many that claim themselves to be warriors aren't even half a soldier. This, brother, is just that. And I just want to say thank you, Scotty, for being you. But let's jump into today's show. What we got, Scotty? What's happening before we get into what's in the news?
I appreciate those words, Dave, and the feeling is mutual. I wanted to have this opportunity to speak with you and speak with all the listeners of Tando Radio Show and the Black Talk Radio Network, because over the past week, I've been seeing a very troubling conversation that's being had among people who look like us online. And I'm going to name some names, but first let me say this. I don't think that these people are coming from a place of harm, meaning what I mean by that is I don't think they intend to harm people, because in fact they're telling people to be cautious. So they're trying to protect people, but they're coming from a place of ignorance when it comes to investing in cryptocurrency. Now, you know, on Black Talk Radio News, I mostly talk about political, social issues. I don't get into financial things unless it intersects with politics and how it's going to impact us as a community. We have Tando Radio Show for that. We have Blacks in Business Radio for that. I kind of stay in my lane with what I know best. But at the same time, I'm a very strenuous reader. I know how to research. And if I want to find out something, you know, with the tool called the internet, I can find it out. Or the people that I know, I can call and ask them what their thoughts are. So Yvette Carnell of Breaking Brown and Antonio Moore of Tone Talks, who are two popular YouTubers, and those two have been pretty much tag teaming on this issue and saying that cryptocurrency is a fraud, Bitcoin is a fraud. We got a bunch of black folks out here looking to engaging in escapism. They don't want to be poor, so they think this is going to be a fast way to come out of poverty and whatnot. And just really talking down the investment opportunity in cryptocurrency for those who may have some coins and looking for some change. You know what I'm saying? And so, yes. You know, my only advice on that, and we talked about stocks before. I'm not ignorant when it comes to investing in stock markets. I have invested in the stock market via 401k and did pretty good at managing it. I didn't just let it sit there, you know, when they hired me and they said, well, you know, this is the basic, what you're going to be invested in. No, you know, after I had some time to look at it and see what my options were and what their 401k program allowed me to do, and it allowed me to change my investments by just picking up a telephone with a touch tone dial. And I was quite successful at that. Did I become a millionaire? No, I did not. Okay. We're talking about a 401k. I'm only putting so much money into it, but I did turn a $1,000 investment into an extra $6,000 by the end of the year. So I did pretty good. I did not lose is what I'm trying to say. So if I didn't lose, right. I won. Yeah, I didn't have this unrealistic goal that I'm going to become the next Warren Buffett through my 401k investments. Come on, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyway,
right.
With that said, now, I really do think that they have the best intentions, but I think those intentions are coming from a place of ignorance because they don't know about cryptocurrency, even though, like I mentioned to them, now it's not like I'm saying anything that I haven't said to them already. But, you know, when I hear people say, oh, it's too risky or it's a fraud, let me just throw out a couple of things I read. I read somebody said, okay, and this was on their threads with these two people I already named leading the conversation. And this person said, who invented Bitcoin do? Does anybody know? So how can you trust something you don't know who invented? And so my question would be, who invented Federal Reserve notes? Do you know who invented paper dollars or paper currency? Okay, but that ain't stopping you from using it, is it? Because you don't know. And I was like, you know, who owns the Federal Reserve? That's issuing all these Federal Reserve notes, which are instruments of debt that don't have no kind of precious metal value backing these dollars. The only thing that's backing it is the U.S. military and their willingness to attack countries like Libya, like Iraq, or anybody, or Venezuela, even though they didn't do it militarily. They did it through other means. But, you know, that's the only thing that gives the U.S. dollar any kind of value at all. If all these countries said, you know what, we're not going to hold U.S. dollars, Federal Reserve notes as our reserve currency. We're going to switch it to the yuan, or we're going to switch it to the dinar. We're going to switch it to something else. The U.S. dollar would cease to have any value whatsoever because nobody's using it to trade on a global scale. That's the only thing that's giving it value. So I said to them, crypto coins or currency isn't any more fraudulent than U.S. Federal Reserve dollars. And I said, if you don't got money that you can stand to lose, then don't invest it. But that's with anything, Dave. That's with anything. If I got to pay my rent and I know it's due on a certain date and I already got my $200 for my rent, although good luck trying to find some rent that low, but I got my $200. But, hey, I got a good feeling I'm going to hit the lottery, man. So I'm going to take $25 of that and I'm going to play the lottery. Well, if I can't afford to lose that because I don't hit the lottery, then that's stupid on my part. If you can't afford to lose something, then don't play with it. Don't, if you ain't got money to lose, then don't play with it. Okay. But at the same time, sometimes we do have to take risks in order to make gains. Nothing is guaranteed in this world. Okay. It's risky investing in the stock market. It's risky starting a small business or any kind of business. It's risky crossing the dang on street. Okay. So there are risks involved in everything. You just got to learn how to mitigate those risks. Then another person said, you know, about one of these cryptocurrency platforms, they mentioned Coinbase. Well, who owns Coinbase? And I'm like, all you got to do is use the internet to look it up. And I looked it up and I could see who owned it. And it had the address and it had a telephone number. Then I said, if this is so fraudulent, because another person said, this is a Japanese fraud. This is the Japanese running some kind of fraud on the world. And I'm like, okay, if this is so fraudulent, why do you think some of these platforms allow you to hook your bank account up to it? Why would your bank even allow that? Why would PayPal allow you to transfer funds from PayPal to these platforms? Because last time I checked, I had to submit bank records and other personal information like our federal EIN number for the Black Talk Media Project. I had to submit all of that before I could use PayPal as a payment tool for our donors and our clients. So I'm seeing all these different financial experts on television talking about cryptocurrency. I'm seeing all the major financial outlets, you know, I want to say magazine, but what I really mean is websites like Forbes or Wall Street Journal and CNN Money. And do you not think that these people have already done the research to see if this was a fraudulent investment or some kind of a scam that somebody was running? Do you not think the federal authorities have not already investigated this or the Treasury Department? This would not be making the moves that it's been making for as long as it's been making if it was fraudulent, as people want to put it out there. So I just wanted to say that because, again, I'm not telling people to invest in cryptocurrency, but I'm also not telling people not to do it, okay? It's on you. You have to make that decision. But I just felt like it was harmful for people to be telling people who look like us, oh, this is a fraud. Don't get in it. Don't get in it. You know, you're going to lose everything and whatnot. And that's just simply not the case. And I'll close out with this. When I was in the military in 19, I joined in 87. But in 1989, there was this black guy who had the first personal computer I ever seen anybody with. Now, obviously, I'm working with computers in the military, but I had never seen one where someone was using it personally. And so this black dude in my unit had a PC. He had a personal computer in his room in the barracks. And this black guy was telling us, all excited about how we should invest in Microsoft. And we, you know, he was older than us and we were younger. And we weren't into all of that kind. Oh, we was just trying to hit the club on the weekends, get our drink on, and try to meet some young lady and, you know, and do the yep. things that we do. We wasn't thinking about no investing. But this dude, every time we got paid once a month, I can't tell you exactly how much he was investing in Microsoft, but he had dedicated a portion of his salary to purchasing Microsoft stock. I wonder where that dude is today. You know what I'm saying? This was back in 1989. So what I'm saying is every once in a while, some good opportunities do pop up. And we should do everything to fully investigate them and then determine how we can make it leverage, like Dave says, leverage it for us. That's all I wanted to say to our people. Don't you, because Dave talks a lot about cryptocurrency. And if I thought he was on here promoting the fraud, we would have a conversation offline and you wouldn't be hearing it. So it just, you know, yeah. I felt like I had to say something with so many people in the same space as us who are hearing Yvette and Antonio tell them, don't get involved in this. You're going to lose your shirt or whatever, or you're just engaged in financial escapism and you don't want to accept that you're poor. But that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for giving me that time, Dave, on Tando Radio Show.
My man, Scotty. And let me tell you, just before the show started, Scotty said to me, hey, David, I want to say something about this. Hadn't talked to Scotty today. I talked to Scotty. You hear my conversation with Scotty right here on Tando Radio Show. I don't, because of the business and everything and Scotty's busy schedule, we don't get to talk. And this brother resonates with me so true, and it's so sincere that I truly, truly appreciate it. And Scotty said everything. There's nothing that I need to say about what Scotty said. He laid it all out. I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, we got a couple of callers in queue, and I'm going to get to those because those individuals are critical to this platform. And my opinion, of as I always stated, is that the very same thing, the story that they told you about the creation of cryptocurrency is just the myth and part of the magic. But it's not. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. There's no way in the world that the very same people that have created an economic, financial atmosphere that consumes, that envelops and embeds itself into every person, practically every person on this planet's life. Not everyone, but the majority of them, by probably over 98% or even 99% of the global population is under this paradigm known as the economic system. The same individuals that created, that founded, that were the founders, the founding fathers, the founding this, the foundings of that, that established the overall economic paradigm that we live under currently, is the same ones that created the cryptocurrency space. Cryptocurrency is not new. They say that cryptocurrency is only 10 years old. Bitcoin has been around for hundreds of years in different forms and different fashions. But cryptocurrency has been a part of your everyday life since you were born. I don't care what age you are that's listening here. Here's why. Your bank account is cryptocurrency. As you started to get older, let me just mute some people. I see so we have, okay, there we go. Thank you. Mute yourself so we don't have the background. Thank you. Since you've had a bank account, that's crypto. Your bank account, whenever they give you a printout of your bank account, is a digital printout that's cryptocurrency. As long as we've had, but credit cards have not been around for probably, there may be some people that's listening to Tando Radio Show that remembers a time when there were no credit cards. But everyone else, you've been under cryptocurrency by way of credit cards.
Yep.
Right now, because it's a digital currency. Cryptocurrency is a digital currency. Right now, as you speak, the current Bitcoin and the altcoins that are in that space, the oldest one is not even 10 years old, being Bitcoin. And it's gone from 6 cents to up to $19,000 for one in this month, and is not even 10 years old. What is the direction here? So now, if you got into cryptocurrency, the first time that I was introduced to it, it was just roughly above $2. I didn't get into it then. It took me until it was $20 for me to get into it. Then I got into it. It helped fund my business. And I got lucky that I actually moved some of the cryptocurrencies out and moved it into a physical currency, and I was able to establish my business. I leveraged it for a business, and I didn't get back into it for a while. I had been meaning to get back into it. Are there risks with cryptocurrencies? Yes. Hacking is a big risk, and I say that you have to be careful about cryptocurrency, because if you don't know much about it, the hacking space will get you and mistakes will get you. But it's something that you should engage in. It's up to you. It's at $17,000 now for one. Do you know how much leverage one of those can get you in real money? Because what the system does is it keeps real money at such a low price point that we ignore it. Because what happens is this: most people are price sensitive and they're not aware of value. And by not being aware of value, there is not one extremely wealthy person on this planet by way of the monetary system, wealthy by way of the monetary system, that is not aware of value. The reason why they're able to maintain their overall wealth is because they are value conscious first. And they teach the poor to be price sensitive. And by being price sensitive, it means that you're always in a position of being a consumer and never being in a position to save real assets and real money. That should be your direction, because by that is proven that historical wealth and prosperity can be obtained and controlled by you. But we are constantly under the teaching and the spell of our own demise. And the system teaches us these things. Should you be cautious of the cryptocurrency space? Yes. Just as cautious as you are with cash, because they are no different. They are both currency. They are neither money. But you can use them to acquire money. You can use them to acquire assets. And let me just end it on here. When you control assets, what need do you have for a boss? None at all. You don't wait for the economy to tell you what direction to go in and to shuttle you or to corral you or to herd you in a different direction. You don't make yourself available because real money and real resources do not allow themselves to be corralled and herded. Can't. When you control real resources, the economy is at your full disposal. You tell the economy what to do. But when you are in currency and you save in currency, I'm going to say that one time. I didn't say because you use currency that you're poor. Currency robs and steals from you when you save in it. You should be using it for what its full abilities are. Its full and profitable abilities of currency is for you to leverage it to acquire resources. Because resources is what you should be saving in. Because when you have resources, you have no need for a boss. The economy doesn't tell you what to do. You whisper to the economy and it obliges your command. That's how it's set up. Because resources sustain life. Without money, without the sustainable energy of money, and when I say money, no, I'm not telling you what you've been told money has been or what you've been taught money is. Most of us don't know the difference between currency and money. Because if you know the difference, you know that they can never be one in the two. Because currency can never do what money does. And money is never limited by currency. Currency is a debt instrument that is a depreciating vehicle. It steals your money. How does it steal your money? Your energy is money. Put your energy into something. Let's say you're a doctor, and you're going to put your energy into a patient that has just been in a traumatic situation and they need trauma surgery, and you're a doctor and you put your energy into that patient. What are you doing? You're giving life sustaining forces to that individual. That's money. In this cryptocurrency space, it's here for this reason. It's because it's going to bring in the cashless society. But in that overall direction, the system wants you to have full faith in cryptocurrency as it being money. But see, you should know the difference, that there's a difference between currency and money, and you should use it for what its capabilities are. There's leverage to get real money. Here's what I mean by that. Let me ask you something. If there was a wise and an uninformed individual. There was a wise and an uninformed individual, and they both got cryptocurrency at $10 right now. At $10. And cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, I would say Bitcoin, let's say Bitcoin as the particular cryptocurrency, they both got Bitcoin at $10. Eight years later, and they both still have that $10, or we're going to look at their lifespan of having it when it was at $10. What do you think is going to happen to that person that is naive or ignorant to currency and money? What's going to happen to that Bitcoin that they had that was at $10? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to squander it for the immediate and not truly understand what's going on. And by what's going on is that they only look at one thing, the price of it, to be used to consume and to go back into buying things that they don't need, to be a good consumer. while the wise is going to do this. They're going to look at Bitcoin at $10. And they're going to start to see the ebb and flow of things and see what's really behind it, because they don't make a decision based off of emotions. Their decisions are based off of principles. And they're going to be looking at what is really going on in the world. What is this geopolitical move that's being played right now? What is this cryptocurrency? Why is it so relevant? Ah, it's the same currency as before, but they just want to revolutionize it because they have to come out with something new, because whenever they have something that is evil, whenever they have something that is low frequency, it has a shelf life. And in that, they have to change it around to deceive the people. So they see that, oh, they've been talking about a cashless society. Why would they want a cashless society? Oh, maybe because I've been researching and I've been seeing and I've been looking at this, and I've been looking at history, and I look at where we are because they repeat everything. Oh, they want a cashless society so that they can control people more. See, with cash, one of the things with cash is it gives you some anonymity where you can go to an individual, or you can be paid under the table for your energy and it not be recorded. But if you have cryptocurrency, there isn't one transaction that's digital that's not recorded. Anytime you anytime you go to a keyboard and strike the keyboard, that can be harvested. They say that the cryptocurrency is a decentralized, anonymous system. Yes, cryptocurrency may appear to be that, but let me tell you something. How can you have a decentralized cryptocurrency that uses the centralized internet? Can't. No internet, no cryptocurrency. So the wise individual starts to look at, what are they trying to do with this? Ah, I see they're trying to get into a cashless society. So in order to get in a cashless society, they got to get all of the people in on cryptocurrency full-fledged. How do you do that? Very easily. You raise the price of it. And as Scotty said, the U.S. dollar only has the overall purchasing power because of confidence around the world. And that confidence is being broken. 100 years from now, 120 years from now, Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies, a lot of them won't be here around. But the ones that will be around, that overall confidence in them is going to be broken, because the same individuals that gave you cash, those same individuals that gave you cryptocurrency, is going to bring you something else, because that's going to be about the lifespan of it. But you won't be here to see it. So what does the wise do? They see that this opportunity is right here on the different fringes of it. So what do? They take their $10 worth of Bitcoin. They keep it at $10 worth of Bitcoin, because they're never going to pay $17,000 for Bitcoin. Only the price-sensitive individuals do that. The wise acquire it by what? Below market value, but be able to redeem it at full market price. And when they redeem it for full market price, what do they redeem it for? Assets. And when you have more assets, you don't have that tag of being poor. You don't live by, you need, your overall quality of life and standard of living is dependent upon someone else making a payment to you. When you have assets, you're the boss of the economy. When you have assets, the economy maintains your quality of life and your standard of living. When you don't have assets, the economy siphons your quality of living, your standard, your quality of life and your standard of living. This is critical that we know these things, because it's the truth. Doesn't matter if you like it from the way I say it. Doesn't matter if you like it the way Scotty says it. It doesn't matter. The truth doesn't need you. You need the truth. Because the truth is eternally stable and sincere. There's so many of us that are unstable and insincere. This is why the truth never really resonates with us. Because we've been indoctrinated to surrender our money. And I'm not talking about your coins. I'm not talking about your piece of paper. I'm talking about your money, of your energy. And I know that there's sometimes that's really hard for us to get because we've been indoctrinated for so many years. But you're a big boy now. You're a grown woman now. You're a young man or young lady that's growing into adulthood. You have to stop thinking as a child. You have to start thinking with the full talents and capabilities of who you really are, your talents. And if you squander your talents, there will always be a price, and there will always be a slave's wage that's paid to you. Cryptocurrencies, doesn't matter what they are, you should be leveraging them for your advantage. You should be entering them below market value and using them to be redeemed at full market price that you transfer into real assets. I'm going to say this really quickly, and I'm going to move on. If you don't have a full understanding of the economic table of power, and the full understanding of the economic financial control mechanism, if you don't have a seat at that table, that's because you're being served to everyone that's sitting there. And that choice is always up to us. And there's no but, there is no excuse. That is the truth. And the onus should be on each and every one of us to resonate with truth. I would ask you, what do you think of the person that understood that and got in Bitcoin and saw where everything was going and used the overall movement of Bitcoin up in price? They took it out, exchanged it for assets. Now they had assets that they didn't have access to before. What do you think that they're doing right now? Where is their positioning? They're not watching it. They're leveraging it. A big difference. And this is something that I know, something that we needed to bring to you. Whatever you're going to do with it is up to you. And if we really want to make meaningful changes, I'm going to tell you, the greatest way to establish sovereignty and economic self-determination is you can't do it by currency, by saving in it. But you definitely can do it by leveraging it into control. Then you become immune. There's diplomatic immunity, and then there's financial immunity. Diplomatic immunity are given to those minions that maintain the overall controlling forces of their bosses. Financial immunity is given to every single individual, regardless of race, creed, perception, to every living individual. Financial immunity is given to those that control resources. The economy can never go against that. And I didn't say those that own resources. I said those that control resources. Controlling resources and owning resources is just as different. There's a disparity in them just as wide as currency and money. And the system has always taught you to put it in your name, control, I mean, own everything. Because everything that you own can be dutifully repossessed. When you control something, you can only surrender the control of it. And I understand, as Scotty said, with those individuals may not have a full understanding of the difference between currency and money. They think that they're one and the same. Because the system itself is always going to give you these trips to get you emotionally attached to something and make you think one thing because they don't want you to understand what's really going on. Cryptocurrency is here for the reason of getting rid of cash so that every single person can be dutifully taxed at the rate that the overall sovereign government funds want to tax you at. Who pays to the Federal Reserves and the central banks of the world? That's what this cryptocurrency is about. And they're not going to slam the door on this until every single person in the world demands that we want. Remember biblically? Give us a man king. Because they realize all they have to do is to get you to surrender your free will, and they got you. They totally got you. So I went on far too long on that one, but no, I didn't. It's something that we needed to do. We got a couple of callers in queue. I got my man L.A. Ramon. I got a brother Tillman. Oh, I didn't mean to say any names. Brother T on the that want to chime in, and I want to just take a look because I don't want to interrupt there. So we got plenty of time. So that is what's up with in my opinion, what's up with the cryptocurrencies. Should you be using it? Yes, but buyer beware. Do not save in it. If you save in it, you're probably going to hurt yourself. You're probably going to hurt yourself. But we are in the beginning stages of this whole setup. They have to get the rest of the world and on it. We have just gone past stage one, and we enter stage two of their overall plan. Once they put the cryptocurrencies on the markets, that changed everything. Changed everything. And the importance of getting these cryptos below market value, below market price should be your overall goals. And then immediately redeeming for full market price, full market price to get assets.
Hey, Dave, one quick thing before we go to our callers who've been waiting patiently. I was reading yesterday, and I had mentioned this.
Go ahead, Scotty.
I had mentioned this on Yvette Carnell's thread. I said, this is no difference than futures trading. And then I read an article where they're mentioning cryptocurrency in terms of future trading, which happens in Chicago, not Wall Street, Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, on the Mercantile.
Chicago Mercantile.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So,
yep, Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. But like I had said, we got people, remember the dude, Big Baller, dude with the $500 shoes, tennis shoes. I was like, if you got $500 to spend on some tennis shoes, you could take 400 of that and invest it in some cryptocurrency and take the $100 and buy you some reasonably priced shoes. Because that's how a lot of our people, I hate to say it, I'll just say people in general, we spend, like you pointed out, we spend money, plenty of currency on things that have no value. Those tennis shoes only have as much value as they last until they start getting holes in them. So, you know, if we got people that can afford to spend money on these $100 handbags and $500 tennis shoes, I mean, that's what we need to be directing them away from. And you know, and but yeah, I don't want to take up too much time, but you got a couple of callers on board. Hey, let's go to
a couple of calls. We're gonna jump to
let's take a quick 15-second station identification break, and then we don't have to interrupt any other callers.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, listen, everyone. Get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we got a couple of callers in queue. We will definitely get to you. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We got a couple of callers in queue. I'm going to go to my brother, and I'm going to go this way. L.A., we're going to go to him. Then we're going to go to Brother T out of NC, and then we have someone, a caller out of down in Houston. We're going to go to that individual as well. I think I know who that is. So let's go to L.A. first. Brother L.A., you there?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, just taking in this good information. I'm going to try to keep mine brief, what I'm about to say. I actually happened to be watching the same episode where Scotty was, probably at the same time live. I didn't catch it all. One thing I will say in what Scotty's talking about that I have to say about Breaking Brown as a whole, I do love the fact that she tries to bring the concept of bringing survey or studies to the table. I didn't watch the whole program, so maybe Scotty can tell me if it happened or not, but I didn't see them put up study reports like she normally does to show numbers. So that, to me, was already an indication. They wasn't really for sure on even why they were saying, I mean, how they came to the conclusion it was a fraud anyway. So that was out of the ordinary for her. That's how I took it, that she just kind of being led by whoever's saying what they got to say. For all those people who tend to think about this concept of hacking, people getting into your wallet, well, I mean, this is one place where I kind of superimpose the concept of, if I'm worried about a hacker, that's what a banker is. I take my money there every day and just kind of wiggle it to him in a bank. So, you know, these are the type of things that I'm saying. We don't spend enough time really weeding through the scare tactics, the clickbait, and all that type of stuff, so it'll have us all up in arms. And Scotty just brought up one of my points. I was going to say, at the time they did the show, literally just days before, they had went on the stock market. They had already announced that probably like 2-3 months ago, that they were getting ready to go to the, they was going to be available for futures trading, shorting and long term. So, I mean, all that information was there. And if they had dug just a little deeper, they would have saw that the SEC, the IRS has been for a while talking about how to get involved based on the way it is. For any of our listeners who may not understand that, I mean, that may have some of those concerns, here's what we learned, and I learned this too, just taking another page, going over one more page, is just looking at what it's backed by can tell you so much about what it is you're trying to do anyway. So if your whole game is, I'm just really trying to go to day labor, get a check, and come back out and go buy clothes and kick it, then this is not for you. That's really who those type of people are. Because I can say that about myself. I started reading on cryptocurrency in its very beginning and saw that this might be something we could do. Unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to buy in when it was only $150-$200 if I had that same issue going on in my head. And then another thing I noticed about most of these people who are fearful about sticking their money in right away, they all seem to possess a mind state like a dope dealer. You want to give a sack out to the block of soldiers, tell them all, hustle it out, come back and give you your money. That ain't going to work in this type of environment we're going in. And I believe that's something that hurts a lot of us. We want to try to say, oh, I want to invest and do nothing to watch it and pay attention to it, and it should just do it. But anybody on this line that is concerned about cryptocurrency, I would tell them, Man, matter of fact, I'll just be quite honest. If Bitcoin is your whole hang-up, don't even worry about Bitcoin. Start with some of the small ones and see how that works for you. They got them out there for $1.50, $2. You know, so I'm for them to put that out the way they did on a live program, and then I saw that she did not even put numbers up, I knew then they were just going with some type of media hype. And then I'm going to end with this. If Scotty knows that show like I think he does, one thing I noticed about Yvette Carnell's them crowd or their audience, they're in the process of waking up to this stuff that we're over here at Black Talk Radio doing on a ground level. That's why we're not being subscribed to, because there are people trying to find Black Talk Radio or these type of people that discuss it like this, as opposed to this mainstream audience that just goes in and start regurgitating talking points. Thank you, guys.
Man, L.A., well said. Nothing, I mean, L.A. really just laid it out, in my opinion, there. Him and Scotty just laid it out so much. And, you know, I'm going to just say this. I don't have a problem telling you. I took $300, and it turned into over $5,600. Because one of the things that's happening in this space is that businesses are creating tokens that their business is the backing of that token. So if that business does well, that token does well. As Ramon said, you don't have to do Bitcoin. This is why I said this. Enter at a more position of advantage. The key to a profit is not where you sell, is where you enter. Why in the world would you want to buy a Bitcoin at $17,000 when you can accumulate something at a better entry point? The key to a profit is where you enter the market. You should never get an investment because you like it or have an emotional attachment to it. The only reason why you should get into an investment, the fundamental principal reason why you should get into an investment, is because the seller is asking the wrong price for it. Wrong price. You buy a house at $1.2 million, you sell it at $1.3 million. You made a profit of $100,000, right? But if you're able to buy that same house at $10 and then sell it at $1.3 million, what have you just done? You entered at the right position. We don't. This is where value is so important. So I don't want to get off into a tangent there. Well said, L.A., Ramon, so much. Shine back in if you needed to. So let's go to Brother T out of N.C. Brother T, you there?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Welcome, brother, to Tando Radio Show.
Okay, hear me? But,
yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother T. Brother Tillman? Okay, we'll hold Brother Tillman. I'm going to put him on mute so that he can unmute himself if he wants to. There he goes. He just unmuted himself.
You hear him?
Yes, sir. Yes, we can hear you, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is not Brother Tillman. This is Mike out of,
that's okay,
out of North Carolina.
What's up, Brother Mike? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
I got a couple questions, man. And with all of that, can you hear me?
You appear to be going
all over. You said you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're going in and out, so you might have a bad connection, but try it again.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I said I got some money set aside and didn't know what to invest in, and I didn't know how to get started. Y'all talk about investing in cryptocurrency here. First of all, that's the first question. Second question is, this kind of
Say the first question again. Mike, say the first question again because you went out. Your phone went out. Okay. What's the first question?
I said, how do you get started? I hear that investing into this cryptocurrency, you must do it by invitation only. How can you get invited to get started?
Yeah, that's not true.
That's the first question.
Let Dave answer your first question and then ask your second question. Dave, take that first question. The question was for those.
You can. Yes, thanks, Scotty. Know that there is no invitation. You may be talking about coins of change. That's different than the cryptocurrency. The coins of change is a platform. Yeah, that one is by referral, but you're speaking about in cryptocurrencies, what you have to do in order to engage in the cryptocurrencies. Now, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just, I take care of my own finances. I don't need any, I don't pay some man to do that. Or a woman to do that. What I would say for you to engage in the cryptocurrencies is that one, you have to establish what's known as a wallet. Go to the University of YouTube. All of that is there. How to engage in the cryptocurrencies. That will tell you how to get a wallet, a digital wallet, okay? And then what you want to do is you want to start doing your due diligence and start searching out some of the different. You may even want some coins. Coins are ones that you can mine, meaning you can actually mine those individual coins yourself. Ethereum, Bitcoin. There's a couple of other ones that you can actually mine. I have my own take on mining. If you're going to mine something, I would say my suggestion to you is mine something that has a price point that's lower than 100 U.S. dollars. Okay, because your overall growth potential is better. That's something that you want to look at. So you could do it that way, but you can find out how to engage in the cryptocurrency space by going to YouTube and just doing that. And then you will have to go to different exchanges and different to buy the different or to acquire the different cryptocurrencies. We'll do a show just on that one day. And so you'll have to set up an account with different platforms, such as, there are different platforms. And the best thing that I would suggest that you do is actually go to CoinMarketCap, CoinMarketCap.com. That has every single cryptocurrency that's available. And then once you start to navigate that and learn your way around that, you click on a different cryptocurrency, then you hit markets, and that will tell you where how you can buy or to acquire those cryptocurrencies, what platform you have to be on. It's basically like this. There's certain you're going to have to become a member, or you're going to have to log in and become a member with different platforms. Some of them, I'll just give out some, and I'm not partial to any of these. Gemini, you have to download Gemini. You have to log into Gemini, get an account with Gemini. You're going to have to get an account with different platforms in order to acquire the crypto. So that's how you get them. Coins of change, you have to come in by way of a referral. So, and we'll do that one a little bit later. So go ahead, Mike, your second question, if I answered your first.
You did. You personally did. You answered that the first sentence when you said YouTube. But my second question was this. This to me sort of sounds like, you remember when they was talking about the mark of the beast and all of this stuff where, they're trying to get, like you say, control over our finances or over a currency, and make this currency digital so they can track everything and find out. That's why when you go to the supermarket now, they want you to have an app. So when you walk through the door, that app shoots you a text to your phone, giving you coupons on the stuff you bought last time.
My man.
So what I'm hearing is. This can be used for anything and everything. As far as I feel like, this is a dope dealer's dream. Bitcoin or cryptocurrency to wash their money. You know what I'm saying? Because they can put in dope money and come back out on the other side with business money. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the observation. But also, what I'm seeing is are we with? Are we rushing to our demise, or are we using the devil's tools to make God's paradise? You see what I'm saying? Are we using this Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We know that they're trying to control us. We know that this is the end result. If we continue to use this Bitcoin, is they're going to have total control over us? Are we using the devil's tools to enhance God's kingdom, or are we just being trapped off by the devil and buying into some cryptocurrency so we can keep on buying this stuff out here that the oppressors say we need? You know what I mean? That's my second question. But see, I also got
Let me answer that one first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Hold on to that other question, because I know when I get too many questions, I'll get sidetracked.
Yeah, go ahead.
The cryptocurrency is no more the mark of the beast, because it is.
Yeah.
It is the same mark of the beast as your cash has always been.
Oh, yeah.
Here's how I look at it. If the great creator didn't make it and man made it, man makes everything for controlling other men, to enslave other men. The great creator has given you sustainability through money. So, Is it a part of that? Yes. And it's no different. The demise has already been set in. What has happened is this. They want to maintain that direction. It's not going to get deeper. I mean, it'll get deeper, but they want to maintain that direction because they want to maintain the overall control of your energy. When they enslave you, then the intentions of the enslavement is to take your energy, take your talents, your productivity, ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. That's the overall economy's job, is to take those that are unaware of its status and to take their energy and harvest that energy and give it to those that control resources that the everyday people need to survive and sustain themselves.
Don't keep saying
that's the overall game.
Don't keep saying that, because Scotty will go off, because that ties directly back into slavery and that he always hits on. But what you just said,
that's, I mean, because that's what it is.
And the slave, it is basically what you just described was the slave system. But what I'm also getting to is, so since we are going to use this tool, this is just no more than a tool. So we're going to use this tool where I look at it is everything from Black Talk Radio to what y'all doing on the internet and everything else is enhancing God's kingdom, because we are God's people. Since we are going to use this tool, you know what I mean? And you tell us, you know, be smart about it. Don't go investing or gambling with your rent money, because investment is no more than gambling. You know what I mean?
Yep. So that's right.
So I have a few dollars that I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get to the point, but you gave me that answer when you said, start off about $300 to $500. You know what I mean? How, if I start off and get those wallets, mm-hmm. I get those, I'm locked into a situation that I'm a little bit comfortable with. How do I monitor? And how do I don't see no Bitcoin ATM out here. How will I go and say, okay, I done put it in there, it was $19,000, the thing done shot up to $45,000 of Bitcoin. Now, I want to go cash out. I'm done playing with it. I done went through one up and down in the market, two up and down in the market. We up again, I'm ready to cash out. You know what I'm saying? How do I go and pull my money out of this? Do I have to go through a lot of stuff? Is it hard? Is it like taking a 401k loan out? What do you have to do to get your money back out?
Okay, great question. They'll never give you any money. You mean what are they going to give you as currency? That's what it is, because they're not giving you any money, because what cryptocurrency only is going to give you another currency, and that being the dollar. The dollar is the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is not money. It's another form of currency.
Yeah, that's
all. Yeah, so you should transfer that dollar into money, and money is land, money is the precious metals, money is everything that the great creator has created for your sustainability. That's what money is. Okay, so harvest your energy. That's what, that's the difference. And my man Scott, I'm gonna hit what Scotty said, but how you do that is that, let's say you invested in some cryptocurrency and it's done well. Now you want to, you can either use it to buy an asset straight out. You can exchange that cryptocurrency for an asset straight out. You could buy farmland with it. You could buy, you know, depending on how much it is that you have. Yes. You can exchange it for a house. You can exchange it for this and for that. Those platforms do now exist. Our people are unaware of that. Believe me, other people are fully aware of that. That's why they've already been set up in the cryptocurrency game, where now they dictate what the rules are. We always come late. So, here's what happens. You can also exchange it for cash, and that will be within your membership or where you have to log in and sign up for the different exchanges, where they'll exchange your cryptocurrency for cash. You'll be selling the cryptocurrency for cash, and then they will send that cash to your overall bank account that you have, if you so choose to do it that way. So that's how it works, Big Mike. Thank you for the call. Well, well said. And just before we get to the next one, caller, my man Scotty posted, the love of money is the root of all evil, not the money itself or the currency. Very true.
Hey,
and
Dave,
I would say the root of all evil is the currency, what man created. When you appreciate what the great creator has created as money, that's harmony. You have sustainability. That's the ecosystem. So go ahead, Scotty. I heard you was about to say something.
Yeah, I just want to let the callers know, please watch your background noise when you call in. They will definitely try to get to you as soon as possible, but be cognizant of any background noise. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, now we want to go to a caller out of H-Town. Caller out of H-Town, the area code is 281. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What is your name, and what is your question or comment?
Yo, thanks. Thanks for the build and the knowledge. This is your man, Doc, from Houston.
This is the great Dr. Hawkins.
Man, you know what? That information, look, man, that information is so crucial. I just wanted to touch on again what you just said, so people could, you know, get a better understanding if they needed what you said, right, about how, you know, the powers that be are stealing our energy. All right. Well, one day I was listening to this show called The Goddess Network, right, and Dr. French Kress, Dr. Westland was on, and she spoke about gentrification, and she spoke about a couple things, and you could tell it was, you know, really losing the audience, you know, and this was years ago, but she said that when people are being gentrified, that they're not just being gentrified for the land, but when we're being gentrified, you got to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with psychic vampires. Hey, so y'all know that background noise ain't coming from my end. So I don't know where.
No, you good. I know it was someone else that had an open mic. Go ahead, Doc. You good?
Okay, but yeah, she said that when we're being gentrified like that, that certain people that move into our neighborhoods or our old neighborhoods are literally sucking the energy, the auric energy that we leave behind. You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
I just wanted to throw that out there real quick, because I know people are going to wonder about what you mean by, you know, stealing our energy. Now, remember, everything is energy. Everything. Right. So now with that said, I'll go here. You know, I was talking to a lady who signed up as an affiliate marketer in Nigeria, and she said to me that, you know, because she has some government ties, in order for them to, or should I say, in order for in order for a company to bring in, let's just say, new projects, the new products or whatnot, in Nigeria, these people, they got to go through NASDAQ, literally. So the government set things up to where you can't even bring water purification systems in Nigeria unless you have a NASDAQ account. You see what I'm saying? And they're doing it this way so they could limit the amount of help our brothers and sisters in Africa receive from us, not just like my company, but across the board with water purification. Now, you know, I've told y'all before that the United Nations says that 40% of the world's drinking water is going to be gone by the year 2030. So in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think they're preparing for this manufactured shortcoming in the world's drinking water. So now what they're doing is they're making us even more indifferent. They're acclimating us by saying, hey, look, if you want to bring water filters in Nigeria, you got to pay NASDAQ. You're like, literally, you got to pay them thousands of dollars, and then we'll choose which of your products can come into this African country. And for me, that's really a type of censorship. But yeah, they're controlling the resources in many, many ways. So tying this back into Bitcoin, what y'all got to understand, and what David said again was spot on. You shouldn't save within that cryptocurrency, and I'll tell you why. What the hell do you think will happen to any of these cryptocurrencies if an EMP attack really did happen?
Man, thank you, Doc.
What the hell is going to happen? I mean, and believe, the government's been preparing for this. Now, I'm sure y'all seen the videos on Facebook where the women came out and they were talking about the government's preparing for EMP attack, and then it didn't happen, and people said, well, maybe that was fake. Well, maybe they blew the whistle on something, and then the government backed out of that particular plan because so many people were watching, you know. But I'm not saying that.
And so you won't prepare the next time that somebody hits. Right, Doc. I know exactly what you said. But go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead, Doc.
No, that's really all I got to say. I just want people to really think about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's the way or that's the perspective to look at it from. I'm just simply saying keep an open mind about this whole thing.
Doc, real quick, as a doctor, and then Doc, definitely call me after because I'm back home now and settled in. I need to talk to you real quick. Doc, real quick, energy. How important is energy, and why are and if they're so important? No, let me just put energy. How important is it to us as a living species?
Oh man, I'll tell you something. Like Jay-Z said one time, I'll tell you half the story and the rest of it y'all fill it in for yourself. All right, but you know, Nikola Tesla once said, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. When you are dealing with specific sets of frequencies, you're dealing with actual substances themselves, whether they're biocompatible or not. That is to say, substances that could either enhance or be detrimental to your health, right? So the folk that we're dealing with, the puppet masters, if you will, that's orchestrating everything, and what the brother said, by the way, was true, about them, you know, setting up this electronic system to manipulate energy in a way where you walk into the store, it's not only sending you advertisements, but it can deduct money directly from your bank account using your cell phone, and you don't have to stand in line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that's true. I mean, but the thing is, like I pointed out to y'all before, human brain waves are in part radio waves. The other part, scalar waves. The scalar waves is basically a feminine form of spirit energy. That's really all it is. It's a feminine form of spirit energy. Now, Nikola Tesla rediscovered that. Now, ancient black folk, we already knew that. I mean, that goes back, you know, beyond Kemet, but that's another story. But, you know, when he rediscovered those principles, he basically said, well, look, if you know the frequency of any vitamin, you can duplicate it if you got the right technology, or if you form a strong enough thought form in the astral world, you know. But you know, that level of thinking, it's going to lose a lot of people, because remember, they're also using energy to put what you could consider a type of energy block on a person's consciousness. Let me give you a prime example of this. And I swear to God, not being facetious at all, but I thought that there were perhaps very, very few people that actually understood this. And of course I was right, but it's one of those situations where you hope that you're wrong. Now, back in the day when I was doing these studies with Whole Foods, you know, some of the foods that I was buying from Whole Foods, I would compare the energy in the food with the food that I was buying from Walmart. And you know, those of you who are connected with me on Facebook or YouTube, you've probably seen the video.
You see it.
Gavin, get up there and look at it. I'm actually showing you, I have specialized equipment, and I'm showing you the energy that's in the vitality, the life force that's in the food, bananas, grapes, pears, mangoes, etc., but that I bought from Whole Foods, and then the same produce that I got from Walmart. Now, I won't ruin it for you, but, you know, some of that produce sold in Whole Foods is really commercial food sold under the organic label. Now, I said all that to say this. If they can control the way that you see the world, you know, using energy, if they can control the way that you see the world, they got you. It's just like a hypnotist. Have you ever seen a hypnotist on stage?
Yes.
Like a stage hypnotist, and they have a person bite a potato, and they tell that person before they bite the potato that it's an apple, and the person is eating that potato like it's an apple, and it's the most delicious apple that person has ever tasted. And everybody in the audience is cracking up and all this stuff. If you haven't seen it before, just Google it. Find it on YouTube. There's plenty of videos of that. This is exactly what they're doing. You know, they're giving us potatoes and programming us to think that they're apples. Now, I found this energy when I was doing a lot of the aura photography and stuff when I first started out with it back in 2007. I found this very weird-looking energy field that seemed to surround certain people's brains. And I didn't know what it was, but people who were more aware, if you will, didn't have this little ring around their head. And I found this group of white scientists in Kentucky who call this the binding factor. Right? Now, I talked to one of the guys. I won't mention any names, but David, you and I can build about this offline. But this group of white scientists, there was five of them, they said the same thing. They said, yeah, we call it the binding factor, because once the human brain gets to a certain level of consciousness, there is some type of artificial energetic mechanism there that human is born with that defaults them back to a primitive state of consciousness where that person can't expand or whatnot. So you know, you can expand, you can ascend, but boy, you're gonna really have to put in a serious effort. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm sure y'all get the point.
Man, Doc, wait, Doc. We're gonna have to have a show just on that, Doc. We got a bunch of callers, but hold on, listen in, and then definitely, call me after. I need to talk to you, Doc. Definitely do. So, Doc, we need to have a show just on that because that's so important. So, hold on, Doc Hawkins. Let me get to some of these other calls. I hope you were really listening with Doc. If you missed it, definitely replay this so you can hear it. Let's go to some of our other callers. We got a bunch of callers on the board. Let me tell you the order that we're going to go in. We're going to go to. It's going to be Seattle, Then we got South Carolina. Then we got my man Jerry out of Tennessee. Then we're going to go to Roz, and then we'll go back to L.A. Ramon. So I'm going to skip the commercial break. Let's go to the next caller is out of Seattle. Then we'll go to South Carolina. Then we'll go to Jerry, if Jerry is still there. Let me see if you go. But go ahead. Caller out of Seattle, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What says you? What's up, Hassan, my brother? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, man. I was just tapping in, man, with the energy. Listening to Doc Hawkins, man. Yeah, he can keep going, man.
Doc Hawkins is serious.
Yeah, man. I need to connect with him somehow, man. But I was just tapping in, man, and I tapped in when you was talking about the cryptocurrency, and you know, even got some information on that, and so that's peace, man. I didn't really have nothing specific to say, just was tapping in with the energy, and I tried to get on that group thing that you had put together back in October, but you have no clue what I've been going through up here in Seattle, man. But yeah,
don't worry about it. We're gonna set that up. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a class, a free class for everyone on Zoom, and then I also do the. I'm gonna post a presentation about coins of change. If you like to do that, and then how to set your account up. Just look at. I will just go to on YouTube. Go to I think is David W. Crypto. Go to coins of change. A presentation by David Wren, and then subscribe to that, and I'll be posting a bunch of stuff there. So I'm gonna find something easier. But brother Hassan, stay close, bro, because we got to get this in. Do what's going on. Give my regards to little mama. I know she's getting bigger. I can't wait to see her again. I know she all. So much love, much respect, brother. Stay in touch.
Yeah, I'll be trying to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. Peace. All right, Joe, let's go to the next caller. We got out of South Carolina. Welcome, caller out of South Carolina. What's your name, and where is your question or comment?
Always here. It's good to hear the voice of a friend.
Brother Davis, you tricked me. Please, give my regards to Sister Davis. Sister Davis sent me a great, great article. I'm going to post it. I'm going to do a crypto show. Sister Davis sent me, and it's a easy way to understand the blockchain and the wallets and everything else, and I so appreciate. I've been so busy, as Brother Davis knows, and a lot of you know. But Brother Davis, go ahead. Floor is yours, brother.
I just wanted to add to the show in reference to cryptocurrency. You spoke about tokens, and a lot of people don't realize tokens is not the coin. Tokens are designed for specialties. So you might have a dental token. You might have a medical token. These only allow you to purchase the skills of that token. And the difference is that cryptocurrency can be manipulated through other currencies, but tokens cannot. I wanted to bring that to your attention. And if you want me to, real quick, I can add about tomorrow night's show.
Yes, and if we want. Yes. Okay, Brother Davis.
Tomorrow night's show is going to be focusing on the winter equinox. Now, I'm going to tell you why, because we are in a very sensitive place celestially. What do I mean by that? I mean, we are actually coming out of what's called a retrograde in Capricorn. And literally, that's a dangerous area for any decisions or anything major being made. And actually, it has a lot to do with the dysfunctioning that is going around in different systems. So don't be surprised. I mean, just don't make any major decisions that are going to have to deal with the transformation of your future during this period of time. Now, that's sensitive because we're moving into a stage of the winter equinox, which very seldom falls this closely in tune with the astrologically with what I just spoke about in reference to the retrograde. It very seldom falls this closely, because during the winter equinox, this gives us a chance to reevaluate from the 17th to the 21st of our past year, what we started out to do, what we were able to do, and what we have accomplished. At the winter equinox, this is a time for preparation for the year to come. So we should really be evaluating where we are on every level, mental, physical, and spiritual. And one of the reasons why is because we are moving. This marks the 50th year of us moving into the age of Aquarius. I mentioned that in one of my shows previously. And that means that there is a philosophical transformation that's taking place within society, and we're beginning to see it with all of these breakdowns. When I say breakdowns, I mean when you see the leaders being pointed out and for what their discrepancies are, meaning the quality of life, their moral character, these sort of things. These are going to continue because people are beginning to wake up and realize they don't have to be a part of the group to have an opinion that literally is in tune with other like-minded people. So that's going to be the force as we move forward. I'll go into greater detail on tomorrow night's show. Listen, I love you. I do it because it's an act of love. And, brother, yes, I appreciate the time you've given me, Brother Dave. Thank you, man.
I love you, Brother Davis. Give my regards to Sister Davis. Much, much, much respect. And Brother Davis, when is the retrograde start? I think it already started because today is the 19th, correct?
Yes, it already started. See, that's the whole thing. We're in a cusp era. That cusp era was regularly spoken when transitioning from one zodiac sign to another zodiac sign. I know you've heard about being born on the cusp of signs and that sort of thing, so people carry traits. This is what makes this such a unique time, because during periods of retrograde, natural order is disrupted. Some people think that it literally is a window for the negative aspects of the universe to clash with those who are in a positive momentum. But you have to understand a lot of that has to deal with the person, period. Some people grow faster than others, and some people are a deeper thinker than others. So we really can't judge that across the board because that deals with the effects of the level that the person's living their life on. But it's definitely a time in which we should seriously consider everything we've done in the past year, what we're going to do in the next year, and try not to make any decisions, especially Thursday. Thursday is a very crucial day because literally Thursday is the border point in which you're moving in to the fullness of the winter equinox. And a lot of times people fail to realize one of the reasons why they don't teach us this in Westernism is because of the power and energy that literally is transforming itself from the coming out of the harvest season and preparing for the planting season. So that should give you an idea about what tomorrow night's show is about. I appreciate
you,
brother.
Man, I can't wait. I appreciate you. Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. You can't miss that show tomorrow. Come with your pen and paper and definitely replay this. Brother Davis, thank you so much. Looking forward to that. Okay, we're going to go to my man Jerry. Then we'll go to Roz, and then we'll hit L.A. Ramon if he comes back. If he comes back. So he may have been busy. So let's go to Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. What's going on, brother?
Greetings.
Tennessee? Yes, sir. What's going on, Jerry? Yes, sir. We can hear you. We got you loud and clear. Go ahead, brother.
All right. I'm still learning. To the brother down in Florida, I believe it was, let him know. Well, I guess I'm letting him know right now that if you have any brothers or sisters that's out there doing what you feel is wrong, just understand that this was brought to us. And if they can clean themselves up by way of Bitcoin, you make sure you put that information out there for them so that they can do something better. Don't look at them as outcasts or what have you and think that whatever they was doing should prevent them from knowing about this, because the reason that they're in this particular predicament is because of what was brought to them. So I just want to throw that out there real quick. Another thing is that you was talking about changing this cryptocurrency into real money. And I was wondering if you had heard about this plan for this border wall, and that it was going to be a solar wall. actually. That's what Donald Trump decided, is that he was going to make a large portion of this a solar wall. And with that being the case, this real money that you talk about all the time, gold and silver, is going to start to skyrocket. So we've been talking about purchasing real money for quite a long time. Me and you in particular, before you even started the show, was talking about this. So with that being the case, as big as that wall is going to be, and all the silver that's going to have to be used up to make these solar panels, make sure that anyone who's within my voice, make sure that you get a hold to some silver, because it will be more precious than you know of as of right now. And that's all I wanted to add. And I'm going to put myself on mute. I think I'm putting myself on mute. So thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir, Jerry. Well said, brother. Well said. Yes, sir. Well said. So I'm going to tell you another thing is that as the crypto start to go up, what's going to happen is that people are going to start to move into real assets to protect them, to diversify themselves. And believe me, the key to a profit is where you enter, not where you sell. So very, very well said, Jerry. And overall price points and overall entry point for the precious metals are always going to be is ideal now. So take advantage of it. So we got my man. Let's go to my man Roz.
Peace. How you doing?
Roz. Peace. What's up, brother Roz?
Yes, it's been too long, good brother, to hear you this evening.
Roz is in the building. Let me tell you, man, we got some real, real warriors. I'm going to tell you, you know who all the warriors are for me. My man, I'm going down the board. My man, Thomas, brother Bragg, Scotty, we got Mel, we got Hassan, we got Roz, we got Jerry, we got... Oh, I shouldn't have started this because I forget somebody. L.A. Ramon, we got Mario, we got my man Tommy, we got, oh, man, if I forgot somebody, you, the sisters, are the warriors too. And so, but we're hearing from General Warrior. Oh, Brother Davis, Sister Davis. We're hearing from the General Warrior, Roz. General Warrior Roz, what say you?
Peace and love. And yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of things. First, in regards to energy, I think Dr. Hawkins laid it out quite brilliantly. He is
another warrior.
So, yeah, he put it down. And I would just say, like, a lot of us don't understand that we have been and are continuously being vampired by this system. And there's many different ways that they suck us dry. It's some of it's energetic. Some of it has to do with our attention. There's so many different ways that they rob us of our energy on a daily basis. And I would say for anyone interested, you want to read a book called A Half Has Never Been Told, because it lays out the financial theft on a level that I would say is unprecedented. A couple of the things they discuss in that text is the fact that the entire credit system was based on slavery and using our ancestors as credit. One of the things they would do is, and our ancestors had a term for it, whenever the slave master was going to sell a slave, they would say master's putting them in his pocket because he's selling the slave to get money. That's where the term buck comes from. When you hear somebody say, give me $5, they're talking about black people. That's where the term originated. So I don't even use that term anymore, simply because it's beyond the sexual aspect, because you had the bucks that were used to basically make babies for the slave master to sell, and then you had the actual slaves that were considered bucks or money. So ultimately, the entire credit system was based on black gold, and that black gold was black people. Now, when you're talking about energy, why were they so important? Because of the life energy they had. They were being sucked dry. You were thrown from one plantation to another. You worked from can't see in the morning to can't see at night. You were abused, raped, terrorized, and then once they finished using you, they discard your hoe and replace you with another slave. So the whole concept of energy, when you look at that, That's all money is. Money is supposed to be equitable compensation for the units of energy you expend doing a job for the which whoever you work for, whether it's yourself or if you work for someone else. So ultimately, that is the most refined, codified form of vampirism that you can see. Now, what the mentality when Oscotti was talking about, I'm forgetting the sister and brother's name in the video, to me, and like she said, I agree, I don't think they were trying to be facetious or trying to do anything negative to black people. They're trying to make us aware and to be aware of how the system functions. But ultimately, we have been so used to being in the vampired position that a lot of us take a sharecropper mentality towards trying to better for ourselves. When I say that, I'm not saying it to disrespect any other black people. I'm saying it that they had one system before they created sharecropping that was just straight slavery. You got no compensation. You just got whatever scraps off a master's table and a shed to live in. With the sharecropping, they so-called freed the slaves, but then the slaves had nobody to work for. So what did they have to do? Go right back to the same person who owned them before and lease themselves out. Now, why were they leasing themselves out? Because they had energy to provide to that farm or plantation in order to get what they were hoping would be equitable compensation, but it's not. So what do we do? It's the same thing. If we're not willing to take chances and invest in other things outside of the quote-unquote normal way of doing things, then we'll never get anywhere. Now, I could say from just personal experience, in the last probably 6 months, I've learned more about how energy is stolen and how to further solidify me controlling my own energy, and that was through a lot of the things that you taught me. And that's just the real deal. And it's not that I didn't have an understanding of this. I used to work on Wall Street and all of that, so I know the games that they play. But in this situation, a lot of times I've always ended up being Johnny Come Lately. And, you know, there's an African proverb that says by the time black people learn how the game is played, the game is over and everybody done gone home. Now, that is where a lot of us tend to be because we're afraid to take any chances because we're taught that we have to go through the established system, which is what I mean when I say sharecropper mentality. We had to go back through that old system because that's all that existed. Today, there's more than just that. So you have other means to access currency. And then, like you always say, which is the most brilliant part of what you say, is that you want to convert that currency to real money. So the whole idea is that there's a plan right there for you to shift your financial situation just based on having a conscious understanding of how energy works, the ebb and flow of it, how the theft of that energy works, and how to actually freeze that energy in time and space in the form of assets that become valuable permanently, like gold and silver. So when you look at, we talked about this on our show before, and I talked about the value of the dollar back in 1913 versus the value of the dollar in 2013. And a dollar was worth a dollar in 1913. In 2013, it was only worth 4 cents. So understand that your dollar is not worth anything. The only reason that it seems like everything is quote-unquote normal is because, like Dave said, the confidence in that dollar hasn't plummeted yet. It has plummeted everywhere outside the United States. All you got to do is travel and then try to change that dollar into currency of another country, and you'll see how much that dollar is really worth. Because most of us aren't traveling, we think when we go to the store, because this man in the store accepts that dollar is still worth a dollar. No, what happened is, the faith in the dollars in this country has been maintained because the stock market hasn't crossed the precipice of destruction yet. So everything looks normal, but we're in a state that's dire. The only people who don't know it are us.
Hey,
and
Ross,
that is why you see all of these people converting to cryptocurrency, not just here, but globally. And what they're doing is they're putting themselves in a way, in a situation where, like Jenna was just saying, where you could have a brother who is hustling convert that to real money and cryptocurrency, and from cryptocurrency to real money, and completely take himself out of the game or herself out of the game. Now, this is what they do all the time. They do criminal stuff and then they wash their money.
Right.
So, I mean, the whole idea is that there's a means for us to do better. We have to actually just try to get the best understanding possible and really try to make decisions that might seem scary in the beginning, But once you start to really, really understand it and you start to see the benefits of it personally, then you understand, okay, I can work this. I can work this from this crypto into some gold and silver or into some other asset. So we just have to really shift our perception and our consciousness on this, because the cryptocurrency is doing for money what the internet did to the record business, what the internet did to the movie business. It killed the bottleneck. The bottleneck was the record label. The bottleneck was Harvey Weinstein. You got to give up, get raped in order to get on screen. All of that's out the way because you can make a movie and put it on the internet and blow up that way. Or like the girl from Insecure. She had a whole YouTube series that brought her to HBO because she circumvented Harvey Weinstein. So we have to understand, we have to start thinking in innovative ways to use their technology against them. One of the greatest examples, Scotty, Black Talk Radio Network. He got fed up with Block Talk and their white supremacist treatment, and he did something for himself using their internet as a means to remove himself from the bottleneck of Block Talk white supremacist filtering of his voice. So let's just take a look at the whole landscape and just start trying to think for ourselves. And you have a whole system of brothers and sisters all over Black Talk Radio that are a part of this thing that we're doing with Coins of Change and other stuff. Ask questions. Just ask questions. And again, it's a minimal investment. Most people blow $50 on beer on a Friday night. Most people blow $50 on nonsense, on potato chips and trash. Why can't you blow $50 on a gamble with this where you can actually see a return? Not putting it out there to just let it go to someone else, but actually you might get a major return if you do it properly. And this is very minimal effort kind of a scenario once you understand crowdfunding. So it's about education and then being brave enough to say, I'm going to take a different approach to how I want my tomorrow to be. So that's what I wanted to drop.
Hey,
Thank
Ross.
You very much.
Man, Scotty has a question for you, Ross.
Hey, Ross.
Sure.
To your point about, you know, if you want to see how the dollar, those Federal Reserve notes lose value, you know, go to exchange it for another type of currency. But I would say you don't even have to do that. Go ask somebody who's been on Social Security for, let's just say, the past 10 years and ask them if that Social Security check is still purchasing the same amount of goods as it did 10 years ago today.
That's a great one. Thanks, Scotty. That is a great one that you could do real time right here with your neighbors. Because, you know, a lot of us live in areas where we have a lot of neighbors that are in that predicament. And the whole idea is that the dollar looks the same. None of the prints has changed. You know, when you go buy milk, the milk hasn't changed. It's the same cows, same crap that they've been putting out. It's still there. Nothing has changed except the value of the dollar. So a milk that used to be, let's say, $2 a gallon is now $5 a gallon. Why is that? Because that dollar is not worth a darn thing.
Yep.
So like I said, 1913, $1 was $1. 2013, the dollar was 4 cents. So where is it at now in 2017? I venture to say negative zero. I would say negative and on the opposite side and continuously plummeting. So we'll see it. And like I said, I always think that this whole transition to cryptocurrency is the greatest way to produce a mass die-off, because you're going to have so many people rushing to join the blockchain who are unable to once they finally understand that the wool's been pulled, the rug's been pulled from under them, proverbially speaking. And they're not going to be able to get on because all the lines are going to be tied up and those people are going to end up starving to death because they're not going to be able to spend their quote-unquote dollars and cents, whatever dollars and cents they have, because cash and change will be illegal to spend. So if you can't spend cash and change and you don't have cryptocurrency, you're going to starve to death. I'll mute myself there. Thanks.
No. We're going to have again. But Scotty, listen, BTR News is going to be coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right after Tando Radio Show. We got to get out of here. We're going to have a part two of this all. Well said. So many people that called in. Much love, much respect. And I will just say this. Make sure that you leverage to your sovereignty and resources is the key to you being sovereign, financially secure, where you control. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would chime us out, if you have the baby with you, don't do it. Just come on and say peace, peace. We're going to be out of here.
My baby sleep today. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Yes, we heard you, Brother Rag. Hey, look, the baby sleep. Peace, peace. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.